A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Chaf, Psachim 120a, pagination page 239, starting from approximately the middle of the page, maybe a drop above the middle, you'll see a two dots in the middle of the line. Amar Rava, Rava said. Our discussion on this daf is focused on the mitzvah of matzah, and likewise, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of afikoman, which is zecher lePesach. We eat it at the end of the meal, similar to the Karban Pesach. It reminds us of the Karban Pesach. Amar Rava, or the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach. Amar Rava, Rava says, matzah bezman hazeh deoraisa, matzah in our time is the oraisa biblical, umoror derabbanon, and moror is rabbinic. Asks the Gemara, okay, in our time matzah is the oraisa, moror is derabbanon. Why? What's the difference? Maishna moror dechsev al matzah sumrorim yochlu, that you should eat the Karban Pesach together with moror. Bezman deika pesach yesh moror, bezman deleka pesach leka moror. At a time when there is a Pesach, there's the mitzvah of maror, and if there's no Pesach, there's no mitzvah of maror. Matzah nami, yoksev al matzah sumrorim. The same pasuk indicates that you should eat the matzah together with the Karban Pesach. Answers the Gemara, matzah miheder hoder beikra. There's another pasuk which mentions the mitzvah of matzah. The pasuk, bo erev tochlu matzos, on that eve you should eat matzos. And from there we learn that independent of the mitzvah to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach, there is also a mitzvah to eat matzah, period, independent of the Karban Pesach, and that's this mitzvah, and that's why Rava codified it as a mitzvah deoraisa, even in our time. Now, one of the questions that comes up regarding the mitzvah of matzah, and particularly the afikoman, because it's eaten after or at the end of the meal, is what's the time frame for eating the matzah, and particularly the afikoman? So it would correlate to the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, and whatever time frame the Karban Pesach works with, that's the time frame for the matzah of afikoman. So the simple approach would be that it's a mitzvah the entire night, and until whatever time we call morning, you would be allowed to eat the matzah. Person gets delayed, woman goes into labor on Seder night, and the husband is all busy with the mitzvah of taking care of his wife, he finally has the opportunity, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, after the birth, Mazel Tov, to eat his matzah. So what is the mitzvah at that point? So again, the simple would be that the entire night, it's a night mitzvah. We do know from the first Mishnah in Brachas that there's a protection until Chatzos is the time that we recommend certain mitzvahs be done, because we're worried that things will get delayed. So perhaps we can say, preferably, it should be before Chatzos. But is there a further halachic limitation that actually requires that it would be eaten before Chatzos? Let's see the Gemara on Amud Beis, page 240, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, 120b, about 12 lines from the top. HaPesach Acha Chatzos Metameh Es HaYadayim. Our Mishnah tells us that the Karban Pesach after Chatzos is Metameh Es HaYadayim, is considered invalid. Alma, what do you see? Mechatzos Havale Noser. From midnight, from Chatzos, halachic midnight, it's considered Noser. Mantana, whose opinion is it that from Chatzos and on it becomes Noser? Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Detanya, as we learned, You should eat the meat of the Korban Pesach on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Nemar Kan Balaylo Hazeh V'nem Alalon V'Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balaylo Hazeh. It says this night regarding the Korban Pesach, and it says this night that Hashem will be going through Mitzrayim to kill the firstborn. Malalon Ad Chatzos, just like over there, Hashem was going through Mitzrayim, is only until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's over. Afkanat Chatzos, so the flesh, the meat of the Korban Pesach, also has a time limitation, which correlates to Makas Bechoros, only until Chatzos. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You only get until Chatzos to eat the Korban Pesach. By extension, we would say the same thing regarding the matzah of Afikomon, which correlates to the Korban Pesach. Omalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, V'alo nema chipazon. It says the time of haste. Achas chipazon, until the time of haste, which wasn't until the morning. Until then, they're not leaving. Imkein matamaloma balaylo. So what does it mean when it says the night is for Korban Pesach? Yochi yenecha kikadoshim bayom. Because I would have thought that you could eat it even by day, just like kodshim normally. You get additional time for karbanos. If a karban is shecht by day, so you get the day into the night. If a karban is designated for night, so I would think maybe you get till day. Tamad loma balaylo, only at night. Balaylo necho ve'ina necho bayom, it's eaten by night, it's not eaten by day. So we have a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Kiva insists that you're entitled to the entire night, and perhaps, like the Mishnah in Brachas, preferably you should do a cutoff at Chatzos, perhaps. And then you have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that it must be eaten before Chatzos. This machlokas translates to the very practical approach where we make an effort to try to eat the matzah of Afikomen before Chatzos, but, as we'll see in a moment, we're not overly intense about it because we do have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and typically what people do is if they feel that it's going to really affect the Seder adversely, because of stress, etc., then they're kind of forced to rely on Rabbi Akiva. Take a look at the last section on this page, counting up from the wide, three lines, third word on the line, Omar Rava, Rava said, Ocha matzah bezmana ze'acha chatzos l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If a person eats matzah in our time after chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lo yatsa yidei chavaso, you did not fulfill your obligation. But Rava's wording is very careful. He's not really taking sides. He's telling you, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he's not telling you for sure that we codified things like that. He's still leaving it open, but according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you would have to eat it before Chatzos. Take a look at Tosfos. Four lines down, Omar Rava, Ocha Matzah Bezman Hazeh, quoting from this Gemara, Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim Dekach Halacha. Some say that that's how we paskin, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Dasasa Masnisin Kavosei, because the Mishnah by us was codified like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, telling us that the Pesach is invalid after Chatzos. Ve'ein Zeraya, Tosfos says, but it's not a proof. The Perek Beis de Megillah Ashkechan Stama Acharina, one of the famous topics over here, is that there are other Mishnayos, some of which are codified the other way. The Lo Kavosei, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanan as we learned. Ze'aklal, this is the rule called Davar Shemitzvah Sebalayla Kosher Kol Alayla. Any mitzvah that's kosher at night is kosher the entire night. La'asuyei, what were we coming to include? Achilas Psochim, eating the Korban Pesach, udeloka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Omar Achilas Psachim at Chatzos, that you're only entitled until Chatzos. And that remains as a fascinating question, how to run the Seder. On a different occasion, we mentioned the solution of the Avnei Nezer to eat a portion of matzah right before Chatzos, and according to his calculation, that may fulfill this obligation of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But in any case, the effort certainly is made to eat the afikoman before Chatzos, but if one can't, it does remain as a somewhat open halachic discussion. Yashar Koach, have a great day.